Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, brought to you by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Tomorrow, the Giants take on the Denver Broncos. Coming up in the show, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Broncos. We'll take a closer look at Eli Manning. But first, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon as the Giants opened up their season in Dallas.
Game day. Game night, should I say. Good divisional game. Way to start the season off right, baby.
I'm ready to play tonight. Let's go out here and get 100%. Because they 100 don't even come close to our 100.
Yeah. I mean, did you miss your ball? Because I missed it. 2 long years right here.
Let's go play.
Let's go.
Let's go play.
Let's go.
Let's go play. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go, man. Lines on three. 1, 2, 3. Lines.
Romo audibilizes. Takes the snap. Giants bring four. Throws one left. Deflected and intercepted. Brian Mundy running with it. He needs a block on Romo. Cuts back to his right to the 40. To the 30. To the 20. To the 10. To the 5. Down at the 1.
That's answering the call.
That's how you do it, baby.
That's how you want. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like it.
Yeah. They'll get the playoff. They do before the two-minute warning. Manning's under pressure again. He's going to keep one downfield. Pass the defense is Cruz, who's got it at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 70 yards. Salsa time and Big D. Victor Cruz with another. Goal at the 4. Romo back. Looks left, looks right. He's got all day. Nobody's there. Now he throws it over the middle. Touchdown with beat Ryan Mundy.
We good.
3rd and 10. Manning under pressure. Throws to the end zone and it's caught for the touchdown Giants. Victor Cruz made the catch at the 1 and then broke the plane. He'll do another salsa. His second touchdown of the game.
Hey, get my back, Trey. Get my back now.
We can control. We can control. Keep doing what we do.
Randall splits wide left. Nick split right. Manning in a shotgun set. Takes the snap. Back to throw. He looks left. He throws left for Cruz, who makes the catch. Touchdown, Giants. Romo out of the shotgun. Back to throw. He steps up. Nobody's open. Romo's under pressure. And he's going to get sacked back at the 15 by JPP.
Oh, I can't get the hands.
Just leave it that way. You rush from that side. Baby.
Nah, man. They ain't getting the ball. Let's get the job, bro.
Let's go.
Back here, we'll see. Let's see if Mr. Fourth Quarter enters the 2013 season for the Giants. He's been good in the fourth quarter. Clutch.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. And the pass is intercepted. He threw it right to the defender running down the left sideline for a touchdown. Dallas Cowboys, Brandon Carr, 48 yards. Romo takes the knee. And the Dallas Cowboys have finally beaten the Giants here in Arlington. The final score, the Dallas Cowboys 36, the Giants 31.
That's this week's edition of Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, we'll zero in on Giants quarterback Eli Manning after this. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. For the third time in their careers, Eli will face off against Peyton. Eli, Peyton, and Cooper, the three Manning brothers. Here's a closer look at the life of Eli Manning.
The San Diego Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their
Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers.
He was the number one player on our board, and if you're looking for quality, that's the direction that you go in. This is a young player with great ability, and he was within striking distance for us, and we took
him. Let me warmly introduce now officially a member of the New York Football Giants quarterback.
Growing up, you always knew about the Giants organization, and you just thought about this great tradition, great history, but really not until I became a Giant where you truly learn why you thought those things, and that all those things are true, just everything that Wellington Mara has done for the game of football. You know, the fact that he has, you know, the Duke is on every football right now. You get to learn about the Mara family, the Tisch family now. They're truly 100% committed to football and to their organization and to having success.
But for Eli Manning, success would not come early or easily.
Play hard, play fast, everything's going to work out, all right? We got to win. Win on three, baby. 1, 2, 3, bang.
He looks, he starts to run. Oh, he's hit it. Manning was nearly separated from his senses.
And welcome to the NFL, Eli Manning.
It's a learning process, and really the best way to learn is to get that experience, make those mistakes, and you learn from the mistakes. And, you know, it's hard to do as a coach and as a player. You want to have success right away. It just doesn't always work that way.
Blitz on Manning, lobs one left, looking for Sharkey, intercepted.
That's an opportunity gone by the boards, folks.
You come in as a rookie quarterback, and the head coach is always going to be a little nervous because the guy who's supposed to be the leader, the guy who's supposed to know everything, is a rookie. He doesn't know everything. So at the beginning, you know, Coach Coughlin was making me draw up every single blitz that the team had done and how, what protections we were going to use to pick up those blitzes. And I had to draw it and turn it into them every week. And he would grade me and look at them. And that's kind of the way the relationship started, him challenging me and kind of forcing me to learn as quickly as possible, or helping me learn as quickly as possible. Now I know this offense as well as anybody. And Coach Gilbride, you know, having been with him, when we see a certain defense, if we see something going on, we're thinking the same way. So when I see a young receiver, I can tell him exactly how I want it done.
You beat him inside the five, break it, but if he jumps inside, and it really fails. Just like double press wide. You have to get real wide though.
I'm not trying to tell him he's doing it wrong or try to get on anybody. I'm just trying to help that player get more catches, get more touchdowns, and so we'll have more fun playing football.
Manning back to throw. Steps up, deep ball down the middle of the field. He's got Cruz, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Giants! 73 yards! And the Giants have the lead back!
And there's not a better feeling in a football game when you see a certain blitz and, hey, this is something we've talked about. This is something we talked about in that quarterback meeting room. We said we're going to check to this protection, we're going to go to this play, and it works just how you practice it or how you imagined it in your mind.
Manning drops straight back to throw. Has time, deep ball down the left sideline, and the pass is caught by Randall, and he falls into the end zone for a touchdown.
That's why you do all the hard work, to get to that situation, to get to that feeling in a game.
Through hard work and determination, Eli has become one of the NFL's elite quarterbacks. And his physical toughness has earned him the reputation as one of the game's most durable and resilient players.
Toughness comes from just the desire to be there with your teammates. I want to be out there every play. I feel when I'm on the field, we're going to have a chance to have success. And I know my offensive linemen, they're hurting every week. They're getting hit in every single play. And running backs, receivers, they're going to take shots. They're going to play through pain, and when they see, hey, I'm going to take hits, I'm going to work like heck to get back healthy and get healed up as quickly as possible to get on the field, it makes those guys play harder for you because they know I'm giving it my all. I work hard during the off season in my weight training and my conditioning to make sure I stay healthy, and I'm there week in and week out.
Be great tonight, baby. Be great, baby. Dominate, dominate.
Eli has not missed a start in his 9 seasons as the Giants quarterback. A streak of 147 games that is the longest among current NFL signal callers. And along the way, he's treated Giants fans to some of the most memorable moments in NFL history.
And he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. What a play by Manning.
Manning out of the shotgun set. He's back to throw. Climbs the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes.
Manningham on the sideline. The officials say he got his feet in.
And the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still Will, the heart of the champion.
It's definitely special. The first time it was all kind of brand new. It kind of came out of nowhere. The second one, you end up thinking, you're thinking about the other guys who are getting their first Super Bowl and the emotions that they must be going through with that first one. You realize that you're the world champions and just, all the different things that are going through your mind. So it's an exciting time for myself. And then you think about those guys who are going through it for the first time, what that feeling is and smiling for them.
When we come back, 10 things you want to know about the Giants and Broncos when we return to Giants Access Blue after this.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, it's the Giants and Broncos at MetLife Stadium. The Denver Broncos, one of the favorites in the AFC to advance to the Super Bowl. Here are 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Broncos.
Here are the 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Broncos rivalry.
10.
The number of meetings between the two franchises in the regular season. The series is split 5-5 with the Giants losing the last game. No team has won more than two consecutive games against each other.
9.
The number of interceptions the Giants have recorded against the Broncos in series history. The most came in their inaugural meeting in 1972 when Pete Athis, Richmond Flowers, and Jim Files intercepted Denver quarterback Charlie Johnson 3 times.
8.
The number of common opponents the Giants and Broncos shared in 2012. Pittsburgh, Atlanta, New Orleans, Cincinnati, Carolina, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and Cleveland. New York went 4-4 against these opponents. Denver was 7-1.
7.
The fewest points the Giants have held Denver to in a 16-7 win in 1989.
Off. They dive. Stopped! The Giants broke through Gary Reason.
6.
The number of different starting quarterbacks for Denver since Eli Manning began his active 146 consecutive start streak, including the postseason in 2004.
5.
The number of years Eli Manning, 1981, was born after Peyton Manning, 1976.
The hallway you'd take. Questions or anything, I can answer whatever you want about the place.
4. The number of Super Bowls won by the New York Giants, the first coming against the Broncos in Super Bowl 21. Denver had to wait 11 more years to capture its first, winning back-to-back Super Bowls in Super Bowls 32 and 33.
3.
The number of Manning brothers, Eli, the youngest son of Archie and Olivia, Peyton, the second, and Cooper, the oldest. It's the third regular season game in which Eli and Peyton will face each other as starting quarterbacks, the only brothers to do so in NFL history.
2.
The number of yards Manning's touchdown pass to Amani Toomer with 5 seconds remaining for a 24-23 victory on October the 23rd, 2005, the last game the teams played in Giants Stadium.
Drops back, blitzes on, Barber gets it, Manning drifts, goes to the end zone, touchdown! Amani Toomer! Seconds to go. Manning being mobbed on the Giants sideline.
1. The halftime deficit to the Broncos in Super Bowl 21. The Giants went on to outscore Denver 30-10 in the second half, winning their first Super Bowl 39-20. The 10-9 score at the end of 30 minutes was the narrowest margin in Super Bowl history.
A Super Bowl champion of the Giants, everybody's dream in football.
Win a few bar bets with your friends with those top 10 things about the Giants and Broncos. Now it's time for this week's edition of Off Guard with Giants kicker Josh Brown.
Little thing most people don't know about me. I've been singing since I was about 5. Play the piano. I've been doing it since I was a little kid and... I haven't shared the whole singing thing with everybody, but it's something that I've kind of kept to myself, but always have enjoyed doing that and passing that on to my kids and my family. If I had one book, that's no problem. I would be stuck with the Bible. If I had one video game, it'd be the original Mario Brothers with the original Nintendo. And one movie? Man. Tombstone. One of my favorite songs. Keep on rocking in the free world. I sang that with karaoke the other night. That's the reason that came to my mind.
That's Off Guard with Josh Brown. When we come back, Sideline Jam and much, much more here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time to change the tempo of the show a little bit with Sideline Jam. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. It is so important to get off to a good start on your home schedule. Obviously, the Giants face a very difficult task in taking on the Denver Broncos as Peyton Manning's coming off a 7-touchdown game. But the one thing you have to remember about the National Football League, and you see it every year, there's a wide swing between what happens in week one and week number two. The Giants made a lot of mistakes in their Sunday night loss in Dallas, but mistakes that are correctable. The good sign is they showed explosive plays on offense, and the defensive line did a very good job in controlling the run. If they get those elements in place and control the turnovers, there's no reason why the Giants cannot be successful Sunday afternoon. And that's my perspective. It's the first home game of the year. Just a reminder, there's a new NFL security policy, a bag policy. You must bring a clear plastic bag, no bigger than 12 by 6 by 12, or if you're bringing a small purse or handbag, it cannot exceed 6.5 inches, and camera and binocular bags will not be allowed into the stadium. Go to Giants.com for further details, and that's where you can follow the Giants at Giants.com, on Twitter at Giants, and on Facebook.com/New York Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. We'll see you next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited.